this is how we find the other passages in the report. It doesn't say anything about, it doesn't forbid people bleeding in colors. It doesn't say people bleeding a black cow with a brown cow, or a white cow with a brown cow. That's the thing I'll do that. It says don't bleed a cow with a horse. Anything about people being in color, the racist, but it speaks of not being in the green. For example, don't be proud of horses, dogs, or cats, or cooks. God's not saying don't have a white cow, don't have a brown cow. Biblically, there is no problem with one human being integrating with another. Some of you say there are hundreds of races of people, some say there's only one of the three. What it says is believers are not to marry unbelievers. Don't do anything else to get an unbeliever. For what fellowship does one sister have with unrighteousness? There is no fellowship. What righteousness? What communion does one have with God? What concord does the Greek word for one sister? What symphony is there between Christ and the devil? They're not playing the same note at all. There's no symphony there. There's no harmony there. It's gorgeous note. What part can he, a believer, with an infidel? What part is a believer with an unbeliever? What agreement does the people of God have with God? You are the people of the living God. God has said, I'll dwell in you, walk in you, I'll be there, God, and we shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among you and be separate, says the Lord. Touch not to your sins, for the matter of the sins of your father unto you, and you shall not come to your father, says the Lord. So we call for separation. We're not talking here about separation by race, by color of skin, by dialect, by nationality. The propagators of hatred. Well, racism is just another word for hatred. Hatred is the mother of murder, and murder, and no murderer has eternal life. A body is a temple of first time preacher. Truly says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life. A body is a temple of child of ignorance, and the mother of murder. Thank you. according to the Bible, it's an evil, and it's one that every Christian has to guard their heart against. Every Christian. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. If you say, I love God and hate his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? This commandment can be fulfilled, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. Not only is it Christian to love his brother, but you know, we're called to love our enemies as well. That's what we're going to do. It's not one of them. And if you love your enemies, or love your enemies, one of the greatest examples of the word Christian, greater than the piece of word, more powerful, is Adolf Hitler, who rose to power on a platform of hatred. He blamed all the problems of Germany on the Jews. I heard that. I don't know. Is that? I heard that he was called to Jews himself. I don't know that for sure, but I have heard that. I told you from the Lord, but you listen to this. He said, if I received the flower of the German nation into the hell of war without the smallest pity for the shedding of precious German blood, then surely I have the right to remove millions of an inferior race that breathes life on it. So what is God's attitude towards prejudice and segregation? Let's look on the surface. Number one, the Old Testament thought changes teaches on segregation. But segregation of the Jews from the Gentiles, not on the basis of race, but on the basis of religion. God did not want the Jews to become polluted with the idolatry of the Gentile nations. Remember, the people you associate with, affectionately, cruelty, verse 20, chapter 15, verse 33, evil associations, corrupted morals. So, New Testament taught it, Old Testament taught it, God prohibited Israel from hanging out with the Canaanites and so forth because they were corrupted with their idolatrous, immoral practices. God did not want the Jews to become polluted with the idolatry of the Gentile nations. He gave to the Jews, and to the Jews alone, the revelation of the divine nature. They were not permitted to mingle or marry Gentiles. They were allowed to have commerce or trade with them, obviously to a point, but I cited here Deuteronomy 7, verses 1 through 4. Let's see why God insisted that they segregate themselves from the Gentile nations. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and have cast out new nations before thee, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou, and then the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them, and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter shall thou not give to his son, or his daughter shall I take unto thy son. Why? For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against thee and destroy thee suddenly. This is repeated over and over in the Bible. We see in Exodus 34, verses 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, 10. We see in Numbers, told you that if Israel intermingles with the Canaanite nations, they will be absorbed by it, and they will cease to exist as a separate nation. Let's get the microphone before we go. Thank you. that's what the word is. It's a footprint. And they were definitely a dog skin people. Jeremiah 13 and verse 23. Can the Ethiopian change his skin? Can the leopard change his spots? The truth is, the Ethiopians are a dog skin people. Moses married a dog skin Ethiopian woman. Why would he have married a woman of Syrian descent? Because the Bible prohibits intermarriage with the heathen nation. So why wouldn't he have married a Semitic woman? More like Zipporah, who was a Midianite, and they prohibited something from that as well. He married Zipporah, his first wife, who either died or he took a second wife, mostly because he died somewhere along the way. In Exodus 12, okay, well, look at you in Exodus 12. Let me show you this scripture here. He's what most scholars, well, let's say, Jewish conservative scholars here, between Moses' Ethiopian wife. Exodus 12. Exodus 12 is all about the Exodus. They're coming out of Egypt. Israel is coming out of Egypt. God has judged Egypt with all the plagues. The Exodus begins. Here's the group that's coming out. Coming out of Egypt. I want you to notice verse 38. Here's what the Bible says. Not only did Israel come out of Egypt, but a mixed multitude went up also with them, the flocks and herds and very cattle. Because Egypt didn't just have Jewish slaves, they were white slaves. It was an hour that they were holding to Israel. And when Israel got set free, this multitude of slaves went out with them. Many believe that Moses, the woman he was married, was among the mixed slaves. It was people from all over, people from different races, but obviously he was a follower of the God of Israel, a believer in the God of Israel. Of one blood, all nations of men are to dwell on all nations. It means one blood, all nations. Doesn't matter what color your skin is, color your beauty, Jesus can come and people can meet him. And we will think our God can be
So What I noticed is that he was punished by God. And if someone would have killed him, he would have been punished. They got him off him, and so he had to send him to the church. They got someone in jail.
All right, we have time for one last question, too. We'll get those two questions first. Thank you.
hope it's not because he won the name in all. Thank you.
put on the uniform of a prophet. Let's say a prophet is, a villain. Yes, a villainous, dirty, foul mouth. Children pick that up. They become what their father is. So it could be that Cain took on this particular characteristic of who he was, instead of covering his father's nakedness, further exposed it, you know, by heralding it abroad. What we do know is that it wasn't enough. How popular that was today. That's that. Father, we pray. You deliver us all, each and every one, from any form of prejudice that's in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirit. Deliver us, Lord, and set us free, no matter what our upbringing was, no matter what our indoctrination has been. Break every bit of this yoke of teaching, of bondage, we pray. Deliver us from it entirely, Lord Jesus, so that truly we can love one another as brothers or sisters, and on the every nation and race and tongue, for we will stand beside, side by side, for our eternity, in your presence.